The Petersburg Indian Association has a 20-year plan for transportation improvement projects using federal grant money. The PIA has been focusing on road work and sidewalk replacement, but the federally recognized tribal government has added new trail construction to the list. Susan Harai, Tribal Transportation Director, explains.
The PIA right now is improving all the sidewalks in Petersburg to make them handicap accessible. They wanted to add trail building onto that because it was there's safety issues, plus it's well-being of the community, and it's the way the council voted to go.
Rising to the top of the list of trail projects is an extension of the gravel path that goes from the ball fields to Hungry Point. That half-mile gravel walkway was completed in 2003 and built over 3 years by the Parks and Recreation Department along with volunteer labor. Harai says a new portion of the trail will connect the path to 14th Street, and it will be built by PIA employees.
It starts at the ball field, and where the first red bench is, that's approximately where it takes off. It goes along the top of the Muskeg there and makes a curve in a C because we have to follow the 5% grade, and then it comes down the hill on the Muskeg, and there's a little creek at the bottom. We're going to go over that, and then we're going to tie into 14th Street. That way, it will make a loop, two different loops, like a figure eight.
There's a lower section of the planned trail that would connect from 14th Street back to the Hungry Point end of the existing gravel path. The PIA Council voted this month to go forward with the upper part of the loop that links the ball fields to 14th Street, but Harai says the lower section will need further review. Meanwhile, the extension has been designed and it went through borough review and a public meeting this spring. The route goes through some muskeg wetlands, and building a gravel walkway similar to the existing path would require a wetlands fill permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Instead of that route, the plan is to build a 5-foot-wide raised wooden boardwalk that's handicap accessible with bull rails on the side, similar to the Forest Service's path at Blind River Rapids. Harai says the hope is to add loop connections to the current trail.
The vision for this was to have a roundabout, that when people walk the trail, most of the people walk to the end and turn around and come back. And what is much more enjoyable is to go in a loop. And so now you have two different loops you could do up to the ball field.
An elevated wooden boardwalk is more expensive to build than a gravel path. The Petersburg Borough is contributing grant money of $50,000, while the PIA is putting in around $300,000 in grant money. The new trail is likely to take at least 2 years to complete, and construction could start as soon as July. Meanwhile, a nearby National Forest trail to Raven's Roost Cabin will be getting a new segment of gravel path, a little over a half mile long. It will connect the new walkway at Sandy Beach Park, completed last year, with the main wooden plank walkway in the Muskeg behind Petersburg's airport. Brad Hunter is Recreation and Wilderness Staff Officer at the Petersburg Ranger District.
The trail will go straight across the Hall Road from where the new construction currently ends, and then it'll be a 7 to 8 foot wide gravel trail, goes up along the Muskeg, then cuts through the trees for a while, and in that stretch there's a creek that it crosses, so that'll have a big culvert in it, big pipe. Then it ends up in the next Muskeg, and ends up at the top.
For people familiar with the Lower Raven's Roost Trail, that connection to the existing walkway already has a short spur boardwalk that leads into an open muskeg. This segment will double the length of the gravel path on the lower end of Raven's Roost Trail. Six companies bid on the project, and the Forest Service awarded the work for $160,500 to a company called Corpella, based in Hyder. Hunter says the work could begin in August and could be done in 2 months. The agency purchased the rock from Rock and Road Construction of Petersburg, and the old portion of the boardwalk plank near the Hall Road will be removed and used for the new gravel path. Hunter says the money comes from the Federal Lands Access Program, formerly known as the Federal Highway Program.
So we're experiencing decreasing budgets in our normal annual appropriations from Congress for recreation. But we are being pretty successful at pursuing some of these specialized funds, the grants that we've written for. And we're trying to build trails that are more durable, more sustainable, with the long-term plan that will have less maintenance over the years.
Generally, that means rock and gravel paths instead of boardwalk. The Forest Service has long-term plans to redo the upper section of the Ravens Trail and is working on surveying and design while it still works to secure funding for that additional construction. Yet another recreation project in the area will mean an extension of the bike path along Haugen Drive that will go from the airport down to Sandy Beach. That's part of a larger road reconstruction project happening this year and next. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.